This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Remember monkeypox wasn't a big thing? Well, now there's a vaccine. Those doses arrive in the Big Apple. That city preparing for also a COVID surge. Meanwhile, Ukraine, what's the latest there? Many of you have asked me and have reacted to things that you're hearing in this upcoming mailbag. Ukraine's first lady appealed for more arms, while Putin has cut off gas for Europe, and a severe recession seems to be right behind it. Hey, everybody, just a little snapshot of what's happening around us and in our world. It's still hot. Yes, it is. Kate Delaney, as always, thrilled to be with you behind this mic. I guess I'll talk about the heat because everybody else is talking about the heat. I know it's hot this time of year, but the heat is on, and it won't let up. We're talking about temperatures where it's 115 degrees. I was talking to my brother today. He brought my nephew over to come and visit, and he was saying that there is something to be said about the heat where we can't just slough it off, meaning that there are people who go into organ failure because they sort of think they're okay and they're just hot and they're sweating. And then all of a sudden, the sweating stops, and you get colder and colder, and then sometimes that leads to that organ failure. So now we're getting these dangerous heat wave warnings with the triple digits that you're all feeling in Arizona, Louisiana, Texas. The warning is one-third of us are under heat alerts. Drink fluids. Stay out of the sun. Excessive heat can cause what my brother was talking to me about, heat-related illnesses. When you're sweltering and then suddenly you're not. Central California, hot. Southwest, hot, hot, hot. Plains. The Mid-Atlantic, the Northeast. Conditions threatening fires because you've got a patchwork sort of fires that are burning across the U.S., and this just does not help whatsoever. There are cooling centers. A lot of people talk about these cooling centers, and that's a good thing when you've got the hot, hot weather. I mean, obviously, stay indoors because of the heat and humidity, unless, of course, if you're in Texas and they're messing with your thermometer. Yeah, if you're not going to turn it up, we're going to do it for you. Lots of people reporting that it seems as though things were getting hotter in their house. And part of that is because, can they mess with the thermostat? Yeah. Philly had its first heat health emergency of the summer for Thursday coming up ahead of hot and humid conditions that are forecasted through Sunday. So you know what they have? Of course, it's a city, right? Hot asphalt. They have these cooling sites. And what are they? Spray grounds. That's what they call them, spray grounds. And water just pops up from the ground. It sprays up. It's a spray ground. That's what you do when you walk across. I mentioned my beloved Texas that I lived in for so long, Dallas, scorching 109 degrees on Tuesday and on Wednesday. Very, very similar. So, yeah, we get it. It is hot. To my pals in Oklahoma, even Bigfoot is melting. You know, you go to parts of Oklahoma and you see these really kind of cool silhouettes that people have made of Sasquatch or Bigfoot or whatever you want to call the mysterious creature. And yes, he too is melting. So it's been relentless in July. Europe, terrible. Record-breaking heat wave. Hundreds of deaths really across that continent. So rising temperatures. We're all in this together, people. We all feel it. Some worse than others. Speaking of feeling it, this is another thing that is getting a lot of attention with everything else politically that's happening. You know, before you know it, we're going to be blinking our eyes, and it's going to be the midterm elections, the conversation about, will the president even have the backing of his party? Will Donald Trump really run? Because he's hinting he's going to make it official, perhaps, in September. But we got shark problems. There's a fifth person who was bitten by a shark on Long Island. Yet another one. So that's six bites. 16-year-old boy surfing off the waters of Kismet Beach on Fire Island. This happened around 5:45 on Wednesday when he was hit by a shark. It was minor. He's able to walk out of the water. He's taken to the hospital for treatment. But and police went to search for the shark. But very murky, muddied up waters prevented them from finding the shark. So all these encounters off Long Island and New York City this summer, lots of questions about it. I mean, there was even a dead shark that washed ashore on one of the villages in Long Island. So you've got the governor who's ordering more drone and helicopter monitoring along those waters at Long Island State Beach. You know, the beach is there in order to keep the swimmers safe. I just have to say, if there were six shark attacks, I'm just saying, do you swim in the water? Are you feeling comfortable with the idea of flipping in your surfboard? I think I'm a person that, you know, again, I like the water and I will swim, and I know that you look at shark attacks versus so many other things that happen in our lives. But I think in my particular backyard that was happening so much in a couple of weeks, I just might not take that surfboard out there. I just might go and do something else instead for a while. And it's interesting because it coincides with shark, shark, shark. That's like the theme of the Nat Geo Shark Fest that started a couple of weeks ago. And, of course, a lot of that is about conservation and how great sharks are and what they're studying and what they're learning and all of that. But there is conversation about what is it that attracts sharks, what kind of sharks, and what do they look for, and what do they go after. So while we're sweltering, try to get some relief in some of the waters, like off of Long Island and the beaches of Florida, there are people that are a little leery because of what they're hearing about sharks. Yeah. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to hit you with lots of thoughts from other listeners because we got the mailbag coming up. And then, you know, it's about money, money, money. Where are we? Mortgage demands have dropped to a 22-year low. That old saying, what goes up must come down. So while realtors were probably loving when they were selling houses like hotcakes and making more money on some of those houses, now we're seeing that the demand is off, plus home sales have fallen because prices set another record. But that was inevitable, that was going to happen because of what we were seeing. And then, of course, with the rate hikes, that sent people saying, yeah, if I'm somebody who's going to get a 15, 30-year mortgage, I'm not willing to pay that extra amount of money to get that house. I might just stay put. That's what we're talking about on the flip side.
Prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from MyPatriotSupply.com. Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
For the love of money.
Love of money. How about this? I mean, listen, I believe in capitalism to a point, not to the point where it strangles the average worker. CEO's average pay in 2021, you ready for this? 324 times higher than employees. That's out of a new report. Let me say that number again. 324 times higher than employees. Wow. So executive compensation climbed $2.8 million in the past year on average as worker wages went down. Geez, I wonder why nobody wants to work. So that's what this report found, is when you look at the pay and everything else that was going on, that the average compensation for the top CEOs in the nation was $18.3 million, more than $5 million more, an increase over the past decade. So CEO pay would include salary, stocks, bonuses, non-equity incentives, 18.2%. You know, they say, don't say a lot of numbers when you do a radio show. Baloney. I think you know when I'm saying that's a fat cat number. Wow. That's faster than the 7.1% rate of inflation. So, meanwhile, workers earned on average $58,000 and change last year, a $1,300 increase annually over the past decade. So, again, over the past decade. Wow. Now, you wonder why, like at Amazon, workers unionizing for the first time this year at a Staten Island location of Amazon. You have the CEO, Andrew Jassy, $212 million in 2021. So just taking Amazon, just him, Amazon. And again, Amazon's doing well. Should he make a lot of money? Yeah, he should make a lot of money. But I don't know, 212 million, 6,474 times the median pay of the average Amazon worker. Wow. Wow. Staggering. It's good to be king. It's good to be at the top. You know, here's the thing. It really is, especially in these publicly traded companies, right? It is really about the shareholder. It's really about making that money, I think, more than anything else. The shareholder. And that's sometimes the pressure of the CEO. So I'm not defending some lavish, crazy amount of money. I mean, listen, if you're crushing it in business and the leader is part of the reason why and they want to have five houses across the United States, okay. But do they need to have 18 more additions put on top of them? Can't they spread some of that money around? Can't they share some of that money? Ooh. So what do you do when you're the little guy? Well, I don't know. If you have a pool, you think of how can I hustle? I used to call it piecemealing, side gigging. This is popular before really the word side hustle. So one of the things that is now becoming a little bit of a phenomenon across the United States is you got a decent pool, right? So what do you do when you're not, you don't have to use the pool every day. You rent the pool out. That's what you do. And it's become really, really big. You can get an average of $68 an hour on weekends, depending on the number of guests. It's called, and I've seen this all over the place, it's called Swimply. It's kind of an Airbnb version of aquatic recreation. I just saw yet another story. I think MSN did it. But it's all over Florida. So I was aware of it, and I'm constantly getting ads about it, right? And here's the thing. So you can have a vacation for the day. That's what they call it. You can have families that split the fee for the 2 hours or, you know, whatever it is. So you just throw on your suit, pay the freight, and go to the pool. Sometimes they host like birthday bashes, that kind of thing, or 5-year-old parties, or, you know, whatever. It's interesting. Boy, there is something for everybody. And it makes sense because how many people do have pools? How many people don't? And then they get enough people together and voila, there you go. You got a business just like that. And it doesn't have to be an Airbnb. Wouldn't that be kind of strange though? You have like 50 adults trampling through your backyard and your neighbors say, oh, you're having a party? Oh no, that's some strangers who rented the pool for a couple of hours. But to us, that's the mortgage payment. That's the mortgage payment. Yeah. And I said mortgage demand dropped to a 2-decade-plus low because of surging inflation. Interest rates are hammering the consumer. You know, buy a house? What are you talking about? So that's a pain point. Mortgage demand fell 6% last week compared with the previous week. So now we're at that really low level, according to Mortgage Bankers Association. That's where I got those numbers from. So if you're a buyer, you're looking at high prices, rates almost double what they were in January, but you see you don't have that purchasing power you had, right? It was a buyer's market. And does that make you really want to jump on that house? And you're so affected by it that you're like, meh, because you look at the 30-year fixed rate. That's how we afford houses. That's how they get you, right? And you look at that, and so it's increased to 5.82% with points increasing too. That's also part of it. And then you've got the 20% down payment. So, you know, it's depressing, but you look at the rate the same week 1 year ago, 3.11. Yeah. So I think it's going to be cool probably for a while. There's some markets that are still kind of hot, but I think because of the amount of money that keeps getting hammered on those mortgages, if somebody wanted to find that what's called dream house or a similar house to theirs but in a different place, it's become that much tougher, that much tougher. All right, what is Tesla to do when they need some more money? So the Tesla earnings met their second quarter expectations. They sold 75% of their Bitcoin. You know, there's so much conversation about cryptocurrency these days and its real value. But after the closing bell just a day ago, and they met these estimates, they sold, you know, they announced they had sold 75% of their Bitcoin, turning it into fiat currency. So they added $936 million in cash to the balance sheet, right? So that's where some of that number comes from. So Tesla shares were up, you know, 3%. But they took a significant hit, falling from $18.76 billion in the first quarter of 2022. So, but rose year over year. Do you care about that? No. If you put a few dollars into this crazy genius's stock when it first started, you just didn't have to have that much in your pocket to do it. Any average Joe could have done it for sure. You would have had some nice returns, I think, on that investment for sure. All right, here's one thing that you wouldn't want to get saddled with, and it's monkeypox. That concern just keeps on growing in New York, in Chicago. It's spreading in Chicago. They're saying they've got 173 cases, and that's up. Vaccines are coming in, but they're pretty scarce. So there's a lot of alarm in the medical community as to what's happening with this and trying to educate people about it, mostly affecting the gay community. That's where it's really, really spread. And oh, what timing, when so much conversation now, again, is turning to COVID and people that are starting to get it. They're going to events and they just don't feel that great. They're taking the at-home COVID test to get that little cough thing happening and find out, ooh, I tested positive, so I'm going to have to self-isolate and I feel exhausted. You know, I have three friends that have gotten it now for the second time. So we've seen a weekly change where it's gone up a little bit, more cases and some more hospitalizations, but still it's not hit people quite the way it had, let's say, over a year ago or at the beginning of this year. Your thoughts? How do we find out? We go to the mailbag.
Se te olvida que me quieres a pesar de lo que dices.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruccio reporting. A hero's welcome when five wheelchair-confined Ukrainian soldiers arrived in Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport Saturday night.
They're in the U.S. to get prosthetic limbs. We're welcomed by dozens of Ukrainian Americans providing assistance. Yakov Grednar of the Minneapolis Limb Lab is honoring his parents and siblings back home.
I'm ready and feel very excited to help these people and do my small part to show them support and show them my respect.
One of the natural wonders of the West, Utah's Great Salt Lake, is under threat. Officials are now sounding the alarm about climate change and the worsening drought, pushing that lake to the brink of a crisis. High temps and record-breaking western drought has Utah's Great Salt Lake inching towards ecological disaster. Utah already plagued by dust storms that could potentially be hazardous for the state's most populous city. But currently, the lake is so low, only airboats can operate. This is USA Radio News. I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Historic heat has many people worried about paying their utility bills. Democrats in Washington say they want to provide more relief, citing the rising cost of climate change. At a briefing in New York on Sunday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer proposed adding billions of dollars to the budget for a federal program that helps vulnerable populations across the U.S. during extreme temperatures all year long. The senator described unprecedented demand in the Empire State.
There has been such a big demand for this program, given the heat wave. The applications went up from about 10,000 to 30,000, a 200% increase in demand.
A recent Supreme Court decision that limits the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to fight the climate crisis could also hamstring President Joe Biden's authority to cancel federal student loan debt. Facing political pressure from the left, Biden's been weighing whether to take executive action to broadly forgive a portion of the balances for 43 million people with outstanding federal student loan debt. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Here, so many of you send in all kinds of thoughts, including things about sharks. I think other people besides me are watching the Nat Geo Shark, I want to say Shark Festival. It's very, 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 very crazy to see some of the amazing things scientifically that are being done. So anyway, 24/7, you can hit me up, Kate, at Kate Delaney Radio. How about this one from Mike? He says, one of my best friends had a heat stroke just a few days ago. Kate, he was playing basketball in a pickup game day after day after day after day, and felt like he was okay, but he probably did what maybe you've done or I've done. I know I've done it. He didn't really drink very much. He didn't put in any of those electrolytes. You know how they constantly hit you up about the electrolytes? Well, I think he had a few sips of water. I'm not sure. But a pretty scary moment or two. Actually went to the emergency room. Like I said, he's fine, but boy, did he have to cool down and fast. It could have been so much worse for him. I think it's a warning to everybody that you got to take seriously what's happening with the heat wave that so many of us are experiencing. Like your show, keep it up. Yeah, I mean, as I said that at the top of the hour, that I was having that conversation with the bro about this excessive sweating, and then, you know, kind of you get this weird cooling, and that's not a good thing. That means to be inside immediately. And one of the things, I guess, that you could see is like these small blisters. You know, you get them on your neck, get them on your chest, that kind of stuff, elbow creases, all of that. That's not good. Prickly heat. That's what it is. It's that inflamed kind of blister-like bumps. And so you got to be serious about this. And it, I think a lot of it is obviously is being in a cooler place. I mean, duh. And definitely the fluids. The fluids is the thing, though, that gets a lot of us. You know, you just kind of blow it off, frankly. That's what happens. So you can get that lightheadedness and all that kind of stuff, and it can lead to headaches and nausea and weakness, and that means you're going in that direction where if you seriously have a heat stroke, you've got to do that emergency room thing. You got to call 911, you know, if you're starting to get that slurred speech, seizures. I mean, it can get super, super bad, and it can be someone who's younger or older. They're definitely vulnerable to this. So watch that dehydration. I mean, I know because I'm terrible at it. Not so much anymore, but I used to be. This one is from Dan, who says, "Kate, I was just curious about Ivana Trump's funeral. Did the Don go to her funeral, or was that?" I would imagine it was a big deal because she certainly was known in New York circles. Yes, he did go. It's an interesting question. You know, this was at a Catholic church, and he went. The former first lady went. Of course, all the children went, and it was kind of like a who's who of Manhattanites that year after year certainly would have known her. And, I mean, she was part of building his empire in the beginning of it anyway. He used to give her a lot of credit for that. So I think they're so removed. There's so many husbands and wives in between when they got divorced. I don't know, but I don't think it was a horrific relationship there at the end. I mean, she's kind of known as a little bit of a force in business. So yeah, end of an era, so to speak, right? So when she fell down the steps, that's what happened to Ivana Trump. All right, then I got this one from Dougie. And Dougie says, to win the Mega Millions jackpot, it keeps getting higher and higher. I'm not a lottery player, but I do stop into a local convenience store, and I see that more people are grabbing the Mega Millions, so I figured it must be high. What is it up to? $630 million, funny you should ask, because there was no winners, I guess, on Tuesday. So Friday is the next one, and that means the more will be added to it, and of course that's probably going to push the ticket sales. I can imagine. But there were people who I guess had in this last drawing, they had the first five numbers. Oh, can you imagine that? You know, you have to have the first numbers, you have to have the five numbers and the what they call the mega ball, but they won at least $1 million. So, I mean, there you go. But it's a sky high jackpot. And there have been some big jackpots, I think, over this year, in the beginning of the year. I remember there was a super big one. Somebody won in California. It was like 400 something. That's just like, that's more than life-changing money. Well, in fact, you'd be like most of these CEOs. Hopefully you would do something charitable with some of that money, right? How much money do you need? We go back to that same thing. All right, there's this from Mel, The latest in Ukraine, I hope people absolutely stay behind the people in that country. Why Putin put on the gas and put his foot across the line, I don't know. Does it really make any sense? Does anything make any sense anymore, seeing those buildings blown apart, people running for their lives? Sad stories about just the other day, a kid in a stroller who was killed because of a missile that was shot nearby. You keep hearing those kinds of things, and it certainly doesn't help anyone's economy as Putin continues his madness. It doesn't seem like there's an end in sight. Do you think so, Kate? I do not think there's an end in sight because of the reasons you said. Putin is a madman. He put his foot over again and again and again until he is way deep into Ukraine. And you think he's going to pull out of that? I would say he is not going to. In fact, he's furious, right? So he's cut off gas for Europe, and they've got a recession brewing. Not that we don't have our own woes, too, as well. And then you have Russians claiming things they destroyed, like Russian defense minister said they destroyed a U.S.-made anti-ship missile launcher in Ukraine. The Ukraine first lady, who was appealing for more guns, you know, she was there before our lawmakers on the Hill, and she was asking for more air defense systems to help guard the skies. And it was, you know, a Capitol address where they showed the small crumpled bodies left by Russian bombardments. And she said, you know, the Ukraine's first lady, "We want no more airstrikes. No more. Is this too much to ask for? This is what I'm asking for. My husband is asking for." She was there at the Capitol Congressional Auditorium, and that's where she showed photos of the carnage on screens, and said that, you know, as parents, this is horrible to see this. And she did thank the lawmakers that were there and our president for the billions of dollars already in arms and other support that the U.S. has delivered to Ukraine to help against the Russian forces and warplanes, but she did call for more anti-air defense to help repel the missiles that are unending and the airstrikes that have killed countless people and leveled so many Ukrainian cities. Yeah. Just a terrible, terrible thing that is happening there. Just uninterrupted string of the missiles of teeny, meeny, miny, mo. I mean, that's what the deal is there. All right, this is from Philip, and Philip says, "Hi, Kate. I fear for this COVID surge. I even dread using that C word. You know, it's now, I guess, about being diligent and looking at where you're headed and the people, I suppose, around you. But I would assume that many more of us than want to admit it are at risk. And I think you know people who have gotten some extreme cases in the past, and nobody wants anything to do with extreme illness at this point, and nobody really wants to test positive for COVID either. And it's still a question of, are we going back to more boosters, more vaccines, all of that? And here we have some of the ridiculous COVID sort of scandals that are happening, and it's kind of a world where catch as catch can. You have to decide, as you say, what you're going to do about it. Yeah, you have to decide. I always say you got to figure it out for yourself. We live in that world now. We live in the figure-it-out society. You have to decide what you want to do. All right, again, you can always email me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Final turn for this hour of the show anyway. What does it cost to go and see a legend and his band? Well, I guess it just depends on who it is, but Bruce Springsteen, I cannot tell you how many times I've seen Bruce Springsteen. I don't know for sure, but it's a lot. I grew up in that era of sort of, yeah, I did. I grew up in the Springsteen era, and especially when I was from where I grew up in South Jersey, Philly, that whole area. And not that there wasn't Bruce love all over the country, but there was really Bruce love there. It was non-acceptable if you didn't know at least a few lyrics to a couple of his songs. So Bruce Springsteen fans are getting ready for his upcoming tour. And the first day of sales for the opening shows on his 2023 arena tour, you had tickets that were going as high as $5,000 for mid-range floor seats. And even less desirable tickets were not cheap. So then imagine what the secondary market's going to be like and what the middleman is going to do. But I don't know. Would you pay $5,000 to go see the E Street Band? The band is something. They play. But the North American tour is going to launch kind of in my backyard. In fact, in my backyard on February 1st in Tampa, Florida. It's going to be a 2.5-month tour. They're going to have 31 shows in the U.S. And we'll wrap up, the finale will wrap up in Newark, New Jersey. Then they head to Europe for some overseas dates. And it's the first one since their River Tour in 2017. So, wow. But there's no dates. It's interesting where they pick the dates. There's no dates for Los Angeles or other parts of the Southwest. They haven't been announced yet. Maybe there will be some, you know, like I said, there certainly is going to be a couple of them in that New York, New Jersey area. There's a bunch in Florida. There's a bunch in Texas, Dallas and Houston and Austin. And, you know, even you've got Milwaukee mixed in, St. Paul, Minnesota, Denver, Seattle. So he's going out on tour. And it is a good concert, but I don't know how much is too much to pay for a ticket. You know, I mean, here's kind of the thing. Do you go and see, like, one of your favorites where you have to have binoculars basically to see them on the stage, but, hey, you're there for the experience and you're in the middle of it. Is that, like, worth it? And I would say no. For me at this point, would it be worth it to be able to touch the ceiling? And I'm going to say no, because you're still going to pay a chunk of money for that. So, you know, that's the thing. Or do you know someone? But even if you know somebody, listen, they can only do so much for you. They can only do so much because they got to sell these tickets. And they know that there's demand for them, and because of that demand, you know, that's the deal. There's only so many times you could possibly see him and see that E Street Band. So, you know, good luck if you're trying to get some tickets for it. Good luck when you fly. We know that. We say that all the time about some things that have happened in the airspace these days. But at least 7 people were injured when a plane with dozens of passengers had to make an emergency landing in Birmingham on Wednesday afternoon. It was headed for Nashville. There was, like, turbulence, and it was diverted to that airport. It shows that this was a flight that left Tampa on time and made that emergency landing. It was flying for about an hour and 42 minutes. And when they had that turbulence, they had a taxi to the gate. There were 56 people on the plane. 10 were medically evaluated. 6 and 2 flight attendants had to be taken to the hospital with minor injuries. You know, when you fly enough, you just don't really think about it, right? You know, we're hearing all these other things about the chaos of flights being canceled and delayed. And, of course, there's always things that can happen when you're flying. But the turbulence thing, you know, when you constantly see the seatbelt sign that goes on, it's like you don't muck around with the whole seatbelt thing. Because sometimes that's what happens. The turbulence would just jolt you practically, you know, up to the top of where your seat is, and who knows what happens after that. I mean, so extreme turbulence would not be anything that you would want to experience. Luckily, knock on this microphone. I'll do it. Here it is. I haven't experienced it that much. I was on a plane one time, though, that did get hit by lightning, and that was pretty frightening. You didn't realize it happened. And true, and it sort of, there was sort of was like this weird, like, bounce. It's kind of like it dropped out. It's kind of like you dropped out and then went back up again. Almost like when you experience that flop of your stomach when you are on a roller coaster. It caught me off guard. And that is what it felt like, I guess, anyway. That's it, right, for sure. All right, remember the outrage over the tractor trailer that was discovered with the migrants inside outside of San Antonio? And, of course, they've opened a criminal investigation after 53 died in that trailer. And this was a smuggling tragedy. They were professional smugglers, and you know, then that goes to the things that are happening at the border that that people don't even realize are going on. And I saw a photograph just to kind of emphasize that horrible moment in time, and they had these big crosses and candles that are at that spot, because of course the tractor trailer is long gone, but are at that spot where it was discovered outside of San Antonio as a reminder that that was like a mass murder. It certainly was a mass murder. And where do we go from here? Because this is what happens when things like this go on. There's initial outrage, but then we move on. Not we the people, you listening to the show, but the people that make the laws move on. I mean, what's your take on illegal immigration? We know that this could have definitely been handled differently decades ago, because there were laws on the books. I've said this already enough, but that was then, and we can't go back into the time machine 40 years ago. But boy, people left inside an abandoned tractor trailer is unacceptable. It's terrible. We live in the United States. Think about that. You're left on the side of the road to basically, I guess, rot. I mean, that's what it is. So, you know, there's got to be a way to do something to at least curb the possibilities of this. The more that we can. And this is again part of the problem in the border situations of getting across. And you'd be surprised at some of the things that are happening that you have no idea about, that I have heard again and again countless times. And yet it just gets kicked around. But nothing specifically ever really, really happens. It's just arguments about, well, what are we going to do? And we have to be a humane people, but what do we do to stop this? And the answer is there should have been stronger enforcement. So it's about going back and figuring out what that is. What does that look like? You know, period, to not have that happen, to not have people in that situation. All right, believe it or not, this hour is up. I can't believe it. I've said it now many, many, many times, but I'm going to say it again because so many of you do reach out to me this way, and you can keep doing it. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. That's where you can send me your thoughts. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his excellent work on the technicals, and all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.